following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome. It's Jason and Alex back again. Detail Solutions Podcast.
Dude.
I told you, man. You got me all thrown up since you had your little fit. Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, because you can't acknowledge me as your equal.
Well, you're probably better than me is probably the reason why. Dude, are we showing up in the discussion group for you?
I can check on it.
I'm not showing up in the discussion group. What's up, Jerry? So I won't be able to see whatever, but all right, whatever.
I don't see it in there.
Listen, this is what happens when you start taking a week here off here and there. Can't get back into the swing of things. We are streaming to it, so I don't know. But all right. So anyways, we're back. We didn't have an episode out Sunday. Like if you guys listened to the last one, wife and I had a date night Friday. So I did not record Friday night. We don't get too many kid-free nights where we can go out to dinner by ourselves. So that was more important. So we're back. Anything new with you?
School, man, and I'm learning tons. Can't wait for the semester to be over with, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
just want to get the ball rolling into next semester and get all these elective classes out of the way. They're obnoxious.
Yeah, all the boring shit.
Yep.
Yeah. all right. Website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. It is the greatest website in detailing, and I'm not just saying that because it's our website. I'm saying that because that is where you are going to find all of our links, where to find us, where to follow us, all that fun stuff. And we also have the preferred vendor page. That's the page you guys want because that's the page that's going to save you money. You're going to go check out our awesome vendors, see all their cool stuff. Get a little coupon code with a link that'll take you right to their website. So you don't even have to go open up a different screen and type in an address. You just click the link. Boom, you're right there. You type
in. Made it easy for the lazy asses.
I know, right? Save you some money. In turn, I mean, listen, it's coming up to the end of the year. We're trying to get new ad partners for next year. So, you know, hopefully they'll spend some money with us. As always, we will give you that funny so you get the hashtag money, money, funny.
Yeah. You don't do it no more, man. It's like you drop the ball every week with something.
Listen, I let you do it now. That's your little thing. I let you do it.
Trying to build some like team camaraderie, you know, dress up together, make a t-shirt
with two fingers like this. Make a t-shirt with two fingers like this that says money, money, funny.
All right, man.
I mean, I like the other money, money, funny shirt. Dude,
participate.
Do what?
Participate.
Okay. All right.
You can't sell a t-shirt if you're not fucking wearing it.
Speaking of t-shirts, merch store. Go there, buy some stuff.
For real.
We still got the King shirt, man. We did a killer design on that. And thank you, everybody, who has bought a King shirt for SEMA. But, man, I was kind of hoping everybody who got an Air Force One shirt would have got a King shirt. Chris, I don't know why his thing has echo.
I don't know either.
Could be his room.
It's probably the room. It's kind of empty in here.
We are streaming live to YouTube. The Detail Solutions podcast is our page. Please go follow us there. Give us a like, a share, subscribe, all that fun YouTube stuff. That's where you can find the long form videos of this if you're not watching on Spotify. TikTok, the Detail Solutions pod. We've got over that 1,000 hump mark and have done like one live. It was fun. We did it last week or whatever when we did the behind the scenes for the thing. So
minimal effort.
Yeah, we got to do that. Yeah, I know. I was all hyped up for it, dude. And then it happened and I was like, I got busy. Got other things going on. Listen, MTE's right around the corner now that everybody's done with SEMA. We're planning for MTE. We're going to have a blast with that, I think. If you're going to MTE, if you're going to make the trip down here to Orlando, February 1st through the 3rd, use the code DSP15 when you purchase your tickets. Save 15% off education days and the exhibit days. Don't worry. As soon as they drop that link for the Golden Mic, we will be on here just hoeing out. Trying to get
votes. That's Alex's job. That's why he's basically fumbling the ball on everything else, is because he's practicing his speech to beg. Yeah.
We don't
want our listeners to vote for us.
If we don't win it this year, I'm pulling the plug on the whole deal. We're done. please go like, share, follow, subscribe anywhere that you're listening to us or watching us. We appreciate a 5-star review if you are on Spotify or Apple. Apple would be awesome if you actually just wrote a review as well as giving us that 5-star. If not, it's cool. Whatever.
Before we move on, I want to give a quick shout out to Todd Nicely.
Okay.
You remember him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he has a podcast that I was listening to today. It's fucking amazing. So if you're a veteran and everything like that, you love veteran humor, go check out When Does the Fuckery End? It's spelled FKRY. And I'm telling you right now, it's hilarious, man. Hilarious.
Nice. All right. So hopefully we have a fun one tonight. We've already been chuckling it up, in the lead up. That's why we were kind of late on the start. So we're going to jump into a commercial break and we'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new men on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube, check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel pawl for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced five-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. So we're back with Jeff Davis and Donnell Patterson. How you guys doing?
All right. What's up, man?
We're good, man. Hey, so to let everybody know, so I met you guys at Rennie's party out at SEMA, kind of standing there minding my own business. I think I was taking a sip of my drink that took forever for me to get.
Yeah, right.
or something. And actually, Jeff, I noticed you. I saw your shirt. You had the Detailers Lounge podcast shirt, and I was like, "Oh shit, I had never heard of that one before." So, like, I immediately go to Apple, and I'm like, "Oh, it's not there." I go to Spotify. I'm like, "Oh, it's not there." I go to Google. I'm like, "Damn, there ain't nothing." So I went up, and I was like, "Yo, where's your podcast at?" You know, and then Donnell came over and got introduced to him, and I thought you guys had just a really amazing story about like how this journey to this podcast came about. So I wanted to bring you guys on and talk about it, because it initially started, you were telling me, as a consulting thing, right? Like you're helping people out and got it jumping off from there, right?
Yep. So what it happened is I got invited to this local group on Facebook, and I was looking for my mic levels, my fault. I got invited to a group on Facebook, which was here in like Virginia Beach. So there was a lot of locals there. And by the time I get in there, it was like already pretty deep. You know, it was probably 50, 60 people, something like that up in there. And I'm noticing a lot of my competitors in there. And I'm like, hey, how long y'all been up in here? You know, blah, blah, blah. So finally, you know, these guys start, they see that I'm in there, and I'm kind of looked up to in this area. I've been around like 15 years now. So, nice. You know, I got a nice little staff and all of that. So the guys, I get in there and they're like, yo, Jeff's in here. Hey man, he holding out information, man. He got stuff that he can tell us and blah, blah, blah. So they were just like talking mad smack. And I'm like, yo, what is going on? Like, When did I become the person who was withholding information? Like, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about helping the community. So, you know, long story short, I ended up answering a bunch of questions, like typing it out, because mad people like ask me different questions and ask for suggestions on this, that, and the third. And then eventually I was like, yo, I can't answer all these questions. Like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to really sit here and type and answer all of these questions inside this Facebook group. So I was like, hey, I got an office assistant. I can get my office assistant to set up a Zoom. I said, then we can get up there basically and do like a Q&A all in one room, you know, at one time, answer some questions, and voila. So we did that thinking, you know, okay, this ain't gonna last long. It'd be maybe a couple weeks of doing this, and it'd probably fall off and fall by the wayside. And nah, I did the total opposite, man. Guys were loving it. You know, they were loving the community. They were loving just, you know, all the detailers coming together and, you know, just getting on one accord and helping each other out. And then next thing you know, it evolved. I had this idea of the Detailers Lounge prior to that, and it was going to be like a actual live setup so that when people came in town, we could actually sit live and do like some real recordings, podcast type setup. But I'm like, dang, this thing is turning into something. Like, I actually got to create a logo, got to come up with a name for it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, God damn it. I'm gonna have to give away my Detailers Lounge idea. Right. So I was like, man, you know what? I think we'll call it the Detailers Lounge. And then my office assistant at the time, she went and took it. I was like, yo, create a logo, blah, blah, blah. So she came up with a logo, and man, here we are. It took off, man. I was doing it like every Wednesday for almost 2 years, man.
Wow. Almost. Now, how many people were showing up in this Zoom meeting that, you know, you guys were, you know, kind of lounging about with?
I mean, it started out like four or five guys, you know, then it got upwards of like 15. I think peak we had got to about like 35, maybe 40 people at one point in time. Damn.
That's crazy because I've been on some Zoom calls with like 10 to 12 people, and it's hard to like keep track of all the screens and everything. So I can't imagine doing 30, 35. Jesus. Or
like yeah, it was crazy, man. And then, I mean, so then kind of like what had happened was we kept going, you know, and then sometimes we would have people who wouldn't show up, and then it turned into, you know, we just developed, okay, we're going to do a set date probably once a month. And I was pitching the idea, and I was kind of falling off to where I'm like, man, I'm putting in a lot of time. Like, I'm losing time from my family, everything, you know, just getting up here helping people. But that's what I'm all about, and I was known for that. My wife understood because she knows I just like to help people anyway. So, you know, we just kept going, and then next thing you know, this guy, Kenny Brown, we call him Downtown Kenny Brown. He's out of Buffalo, New York, man, and he steps up right when I was really about to just be like, I'm done. I ain't doing this thing no more. And he steps up. He's like, yo, Jeff, yo, I think I want to host the lounge. And I was like, what? About time, because I asked him like a year before he actually said he wanted to host, and he's like, nah, Jeff, I ain't signing up for that, and blah, blah, blah. Then next thing you know, he picked up, and we're ending his year now, so we're almost at like 3 years now. Wow. And then comes along this young, energetic, you know, voiceful, funny character who happens to be on the line right now, Mr. CEO Donnell Patterson, also known as Mr. CEO. He comes in and he's like, yo, oh, so my fault, back up. So we actually we had formed this committee at the time, and then we started doing like committee meetings, and we're like organizing, and you know, we're actually strategizing on how to make this thing better. And so Donnell comes into the committee meeting, and he's like, yo, like, y'all need to do a podcast. And we're like, podcast? Oh, okay, podcast. I never even really considered it, you know, like thinking of it in the concept of a podcast, period. And when I started like doing some research, because I'm a big like research dude and strategy guy, so I started analyzing like what a podcast is, so on and so forth. And I was like, yo, that's kind of what we're doing anyway. Yeah, I said, we're just doing it through like a Zoom platform. But Donnell was coming in like, no, we need to take this thing into like a podcast, like streaming and interviews and everything else. And I was like, well, there you have it. And he could kind of pick up from here what he wanted to do and what he wanted to take this podcast into.
So when before you explain that, so like, so how far in are you before he jumps in, you know, to kind of, you know, partner up with you and everything like that? Like, I mean, because you're 3 years in it now. So where does he jump in to it at?
Right at the 3 year marker.
Okay. So he's fresh, fresh in, right? You're tired. You're ready to cut out. He's fresh in, giving you that boost of energy to keep it going, right?
Because exactly.
Yeah. That's how I feel. We're 3.5 years in, and sometimes I'm just like, and then Jason gives me an idea or something, you know, or we meet somebody and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go again. Like, let's
do it. Right. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we're about at the three-year marker now. He had already been up there on the lounge, but he hadn't like jumped into the committee and actually picking up and, you know, picking up the torch, man.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, Donnell. Yeah. So let's hear it, man. Let's hear your story, man.
Well, Jeff hit it head on. You know what I mean? Jeff was just like, "Yo, like I'm getting out of it. You know, I'm tired." Like basically, he's not really saying that he's tired in the form of he's really tired. He's tired into moving on to the next thing in life.
Right.
And I'm talking to him like, yo, Jeff, like, let's get it. Like, let's launch this podcast. Cause I started this, Mr. CEO. I'm working towards being the true Mr. CEO right now. I started that podcast for being able to help other people in business get to the next level. In business, and I wanted to learn more in business. So what better way to learn more in business by a consultant, a person that has actually gained success in business, which is Jeff Davis. And he ended up being my mentor and my consultant as well for my company, increased my sales. And that's been the biggest thing with us, you know, these last couple months of, yo, we got to get you to the success level. Like, let's get you there so you can be Mr. CEO and you can do some of the things that you want to do in business. And ever since then, these last 6-7 months, we've been, you know what I mean, hanging out and talking just about every single day about the Detailers Lounge, just as much about business. And that's what we talk about. And it's even on the back of our shirt. Let's talk about business. That's nice. All we do. Talk about business, how to strategize. And, you know, I'm a young man in the game. So I'm 29 years old. And Jeff basically was just like, yo, you're just like me when I was a kid, dude. Slow down. I said, what you mean slow down? It's time to speed up. What you mean slow down? I can't slow down yet. He's just like, slow down. Like, let's strategize. Let's make this plan. Let's make this play so that when everything goes in the line, you don't have to do any work. And that was his biggest thing with me. It's just like, yo, make sure you look at the whole field. Don't just look at where you're at. Look at the whole entire field. Let's go from there. So then you know how to go around people and you know how to jump over people. And most of the time when you do that, they'll really come to you. You're just creating a crowd to go to the finish line.
Right, right. Because most of the time people are just trying to go 100 miles an hour, right? Like you said, like that's the slow down, right? Like I don't want to slow down. But you, when you're going 100 miles an hour, you end up like Cousin Vinny, right? And you're just spinning that one wheel in the mud, you know, and you're not really getting anywhere. So...
Yeah,
no, that's
what a good analogy, bro.
Right?
You like it? On that one. Yeah, man. Oh, dog, man. That was good. Yeah, pat yourself on that one.
Yeah.
Good analogy. Good for one every now and then. Don't count on any more coming up soon.
Right. Oh, yeah. We all do it, though. But Jeff wanted to let this thing go. And I was just, and most of the main one that was just like, yo, Jeff, you got to stay with me, dog. What you mean you trying to leave? And he was just like, nah, man, I'm out, CEO. I'm out. Like, you and Kenny can take care. I was like, nah, man, you got to come on. Because I don't know how to do podcasts as well anyway. I could talk for days, but to actually gear up, set the question. So in all honesty, I'm really learning from Jeff. Gotcha. And that's what has helped me in these last, even when we went to SEMA, you know what I mean? I was really supposed to be the one who's doing the podcast, but he ended up doing it and I end up just learning and, you know, I end up landing, being able to talk to, Rennie Doyle and, you know, we did a podcast shoot with him and
nice.
The story was amazing. And me and you even talked about it as well, Jason, you know what I mean? About all of that, you know what I mean? It was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah.
No, that's cool. So Jeff, when you were like, you know, kind of, you know, wanted to kind of just push it to the side, it was more like what Donnell said, right? Like you weren't getting tired of it. Like you just didn't want to do it anymore. You were just maybe like kind of looking for that next thing to go with it and just didn't know where to go. Is that kind of more what it was?
No, I got a problem with just starting companies. So
you got a habit. You got a habit.
You got a habit. Yeah. That my wife says I'm addicted to stress.
Yeah,
she might be right. So, like I'm starting up a consulting, training, and detailing supply company called Agape Pro. So, as I'm still like developing the business model, I'm starting to see like how much of my time that this new venture is gonna like take up. Because I mean, I've been in business since I was like 17 years old. Okay. I caught a felony at 17, had four by the time I was 20. So before I was even old enough to work, my option and going to get a job and all of that was done. Right. Yeah. So now I look at that as like, yo, that was my greatest blessing. Because that right there calls me to look outside of the box. I've never been in the box, never, right? In my adult life, I've never been in the box. So that has always just triggered me to just be innovative and be creative and figure out ways to make things work. So with the whole consulting thing, I've been consulting for so long, period, on a one-on-one basis. And I'm doing so much of it that I was doing a lot of that for free. Okay.
Right.
And there's a lot to my backstory. We probably have to do a whole segment on that when it comes to the backstory. But in a nutshell, I've been working in the community for the last 20 years. I started as a director of vocational services with this foster care agency. And so my job was to help at-risk kids, you know, get introduced into the working environment and help them establish a strong work ethic. So I've been doing that consistently. Now, I evolved from just the program side of it. I got more into the business side of trying to be more successful in business so that I can fund my own programs. Because when you're dealing with state funding and things of that manner, you're at the mercy of the politicians,
right,
and what they approve and what money they put out there for you. So what I was running into was the populations that I wanted to help, which is mostly like the lockup kids in low-income communities. I couldn't find any funding to help them. So I went on this like wild goose chase, like, oh, I'm going to be super successful and I'm going to hire all of them, right?
Yeah.
That was where my heart was at. And then reality set in, like, you're not hiring 200 kids, dog.
Yeah.
Maybe at a car wash, but not a detail shop. Right. So, you know, the reality set in. I was like, okay, I got to figure out a bigger way to make all of this work. And so ultimately, I ended up evolving into like making a business out of consulting, training, detailing supplies. So really, I can help people. Because what happened, like the kids that were in the program, they were 16, 18 years old, 20 years old. Now these guys are 25, 28, you know, and they might have woke up because now they came home from prison. And now they're really like, oh, man, Jeff, you was right the whole time. You know, they're sitting there thinking about the stuff I'd have said to them while they were sitting in the box. Then they come home. They're like, yo, you was like one of the only dudes keeping it real with me. So, yo, I'm here. I'm 28. I'm trying to figure myself out, blah, blah, blah. And so I would end up with these grown men sitting in my face. And I ain't much older than them, but my mind is, you know.
Right.
I'm probably 30-something, but my mind is like 50 years old because I've been through so much so early. And so to make a short answer long, which I already did, right? You know, I was pretty much just trying to get in control of the funding to fund the program. And then that mentality turned into a consulting, training, and detailing supply company. So I wrote it like a program, but it's really a full-fledged company.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's where my detail shop came from, too. It was the original program, Extreme Detailing in Virginia Beach. It was written as a program for a foster care agency. It blew up. I mean, we're 15 years in now.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Congrats on that.
Thanks.
So with the consulting and everything, is that going to then kind of help fund into, like, getting the podcast going and you know, all the avenues that you kind of need for the podcast then for you guys?
Exactly. That's what you see here on the shirt. You know, the podcast is sponsored by Agape Pro. And so we use the funding and stuff now to go ahead and launch this and, you know, get the T-shirts and all of our marketing materials, microphones, everything. And so we're really just like just launching. Like when you seen us, that was our first campaign to like market. So we've been doing this kind of underground for over 3 years, but this is our first time like getting in the public, you know, and especially on a national platform, not just something local.
Right.
And so this was our first campaign. That was our grab to go ahead and link up with a lot of the guys, because we're from, you know, all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. We got guys from LA to Texas to Florida to New York to Chicago. I mean, you name it. So that was our first time really coming together as a group and actually having a marketing strategy to actually push this thing out there and expose it and get more traffic, you know, invite more people in. So that's what we did. And we recorded a lot of content. And now we got to do a lot of the editing and everything.
All right. Well, listen, let's jump into a commercial break. I'll come back. I want to ask you about that because of the fact that you guys do have so much content. I want to kind of pick your brains about that a little bit. So we'll be right back.
All right.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP. All capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
Okay. So with 3 years of, you know, recorded content, how are you guys planning on going through that and releasing it? I mean, are you just going to kind of maybe go through and clip certain things out of it that maybe you feel is, you know, was a really good topic or really good discussion? Or are you guys just going to kind of, you know, throw them out there and let them fly as they are?
No, actually, as far as the old stuff, we're not using any of it.
Okay.
Nah, we're going with all new content.
Okay.
I mean, all new everything, you know. Plus, I mean, it's rebranded, you know. It's a much nicer image in the promotions and everything that we're doing now. It's a completely different image. So we're not going to use any of the old content. Don't plan on it. And there's so much more to capture and gain. So.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
No, no,
the,
no,
the cool content that we had to go through was the one from SEMA. You know, SEMA was our first time really capturing a lot of the new content and doing the interviews and things like that. So I think we got like about 15 something interviews or something to go through.
Nice.
Is the podcast up and running yet? Like, live?
We have a YouTube video up. It went up today. And that was the interview with Todd Helm. Where we checked out that new LHR or whatever it's called, the cordless 21. Yeah.
How was Todd with it? I didn't really talk to Todd too much at SEMA. He gave you some good info.
Oh yeah. Me and Todd, we always got some good energy together. We've done several videos. They usually get sabotaged because I always catch them at the end. And he's like trying to rush through it or whatever. Yeah. And sometimes our audio come out jacked up. So I think I've done like two with them and never exposed any. So this was the first one that actually made it through the cut.
Nice. Nice.
But Todd was good, though.
He
was
nice. Good. So when do you guys plan on launching the podcast then?
Man, as soon as we can get all of this content edited and we still haven't picked our hosting platform either as well. So we want to make sure we choose something that doesn't create a lot of work. You know, we're trying to, if we got to pay more to not work as much, I'm definitely a fan of that.
Yeah. I think we all are when it comes to editing.
Yeah,
we definitely checking out this Restream that we're on now with you guys. So
this actually has been really cool. I mean, I think this was kind of more of Jason's kind of push because of the fact that we could then stream everything and make these cool backgrounds, because we were using Zoom in the beginning first, right? So we were just
our first podcast was I was on my fucking phone.
Oh yeah, yeah, When we first did it, it was totally through Anchor. Anchor had the little phone call option on it, you know. And then we did Zoom. We tried Zoom for something, I don't know. And then that's kind of how we were doing it. And then I think I was talking with Chris Woolman, and he was using Restream. And I kind of like how they did that. So me and Jason started running, you know, pitching that idea, and Jason was like, let's just do it, man. We can make these cool little backgrounds. We got like a little ticker running across the screen. We switch up every now and then, like
exposure. That's the game. That's the game of this. It's all exposure.
Yeah.
No matter how you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you guys start running these, I mean, is it going to be just kind of a continuation of what you're doing now with, you know, having people come on and just kind of talking through, you know, questions or scenarios or things like that? Or are you guys going to get into, you know, more like what we kind of do with like a little bit of a topic based episodes or Q&A episodes or things of that nature?
Both. I would say both, you know, all of the above. You know, we plan to do a lot of Q&A still. We're still going to keep the Zoom going because the Zoom is more support for the community.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's where the people actually get to talk and ask questions and so on and so forth. And a lot of people love that. And, you know, the big word right now is mental health support. And that right there has been a major piece when it comes to supporting a lot of, you know, the detailing family, you know, mentally, man. And, you know, a lot of, like, we talk business all the time, right? And come in the house, you want to talk your wife to death. You talk your kids to death, they'll listen, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, you still at the same time feel like they don't understand what you're talking about, right? But when you get together with a group of fellow detailers, you know, male or female, everybody's kind of like-minded. You know, you might have different strategies and techniques or whatever, but you're still on one accord because you're talking detailing.
Right.
It just feels good to see other people's heads nodding when you're talking like, yeah, I get it.
Right, I get it. Yeah,
you
know, get it.
And they're giving you I've been there.
I've had those days. I know what you're going through. Yeah.
Exactly. So so we plan to keep the Zoom alive. That's more of like the Q&A. And then the podcasting will be more of the interviews and topic based and things like that. So in the podcast space, we're still learning. You know, so we're not out here, you know, acting like we're the best podcasters or know exactly what we're doing. We don't know what the hell we're doing, but we definitely have the will, you know, to get out here and do it and figure it out. So
that's obviously, as you can see by this, 3.5 years in, we still don't know what we're doing. So
right,
I mean, look, we have a lot to learn still because we're going to go to PodFest, which is a podcast convention in Orlando. So we're going to go do that in January before MTE and everything. But, like, I feel like we've come a long way.
We have.
A very, still, very long way.
Yeah, there's still a lot that I feel like.
But there is still a lot that we could do to help monetize, help get more exposure, how to create different types of content, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, I'm actually looking forward to that, too. So.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we've been, you know, as much as we still feel like we've got a lot to learn. The one thing I feel that Jason and I have done is we're constantly trying to evolve and change and keep it fresh, come up with new ideas, try new things, you know, just, you know, something as stupid as adding that little warning, you know, at the beginning of the podcast, you know, just whether people like it or not, you know, it just. You know, just it's something new. It's something different. Yeah. You know, when we came on the Restream and, you know, Jason made legit commercials for our advertisers. So, like, you know, when people are watching this or they're watching it on YouTube or whatnot, they're not just, you know, okay, we go to a break and the ad audio is playing and then we're all like taking drinks, checking our phones, like, you know, whatever. You know, you actually get to see an ad with it and you get to see the product work, you know, like with the O'Burke one and things like that. So
we're more like a late night show, you know, the Tonight Show.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's exactly how I always try to describe it to people. So when you guys are going to do this, I mean, are you guys going to have multiple, you know, host, or is it just going to be the two of you guys, or might it just be, you know, like you guys and somebody else, or, you know, because it seems like what you're kind of talking or have said before now with the Zoom thing is you guys kind of have different people that take it on, right? Like you said, you had downtown Kenny Brown.
Yeah.
You have him doing some stuff or whatever. So like, how is that going to work as far as like the hosting duties and everything? Will it always be the same person, or will we get different people?
Now, as of yet, everybody who's been hosting has been signing on for like a year. So that's kind of becoming the wave. We probably will have probably shorten that time up or have it in like quarters of the year or something. But we encourage people, you know, to step up because, you know, hosting these podcasts or hosting a Q&A on Zoom, all of it helps you develop your social skills.
Right.
And as you develop your social skills, now you're also improving your ability to sell, you know, so the you know, what is social skills? Social skills is basically just your ability to get what's in here out your mouth. Okay. Well, let me spell that out before that gets taken the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's to get what's in your mind. Okay. Yeah. In your brain. Out your mouth and have that ability to, you know, communicate your thoughts. But, you know, I'll let CEO piggyback on that too as well. I'm sure you got something to share.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I think what Jeff's saying is 100% correct. You know what I mean? It helps with everything. You know, my mother pushed me to sing at church. Okay. I hated singing. But she made me sing. Anytime she preached, she made me sing. And I even told the story about that the other day. I was just like, yo, like, I really and truly hate speaking and hate singing. But now looking at it over the years, it was the best thing she ever could have done for me. Because now I'll sit in front of a class of 150 students at a middle school and I'll talk to them about business. I'll talk to them about keeping going. I'll talk to them about 100 different things. You know what I mean? Schools, adults, chamber of commerce. I gave my testimony at the Chamber of Commerce in 2014 when I graduated.
Oh, wow.
That same year, I won Youngest Business Owner in Onslow County here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And it was because my mom made me sing on Sundays. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was able to give my testimony about business and how I started my company when I was a sophomore in high school. And, yo, best thing I ever could have did. So what Jeff is saying is true of being able to be pushed to actually do these things in this industry, being able to talk to you guys and sounding somewhat okay.
Yeah.
Basically somewhat okay. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I've done it my whole entire life. It's nothing for me now to grab the mic or even with my Mr. CEO podcast. I did motivational speaking for probably about a year straight. You know what I mean? I just did different topics, motivation. And now my customers are just like, yo, where Mr. CEO at? Like, we ain't heard no motivation. We ain't heard nothing. Like, where you been at? But we've been in the laboratory working on the detailers lounge so we can get it off the ground. So I've taken a back seat even in that. But I'm about to come out hotter than ever in a second. But give me a minute.
Right.
There you go. He's heating up. He's heating up. Yeah. And to piggyback on that one more second, Alex, if I can, is that, you know, we look at it like we're creating a platform, right? Will it always be Jeff and Mr. CEO or Downtown Kitty Brown? No. We hope that so many people just come in and rotate out. And like the next, like we look at the Detailers Lounge as the free platform. So this is a platform where you can get access to free information. Nice. Agape Pro is for your professionals, right? But everybody can't afford a consultant. Right. You have to get to a certain level in your business where you have the profit margin to be able to afford a business consultant or afford some type of hands on training, so on and so forth. So on the Detailers Lounge, this is a free platform where you can get access to a good source of information and it can help you propel your business on a free platform. Right. You can't expect so much on a free platform. Right.
Yeah.
So. You know, you it can help you propel your business and get you to a better, will get your business in shape to where now you have the profit margin to be able to afford something like Agape Pro. you know, oh, it's this side. I forgot it's on the mirror.
Yeah, so,
you know, but you'll be able to afford a paid consulting platform where you can really help you scale your business. So
right.
The Detailers Lounge is more of a free platform to get access to free information. And then Agape Pro is your paid platform to help you really scale and propel your business. So that's the way we look at it. And we hope that a lot of people come in and just, you know, use the platform as you can and just take off. We're just some of the people who built this thing, you know, and pretty we hope that we're so successful, including Alex and Jason, that we're just sitting in the back looking at the people who's on both platforms later, like,
no, that's,
man, you remember when we used to be up there?
No, that's awesome. And it's cool, like you said, about like rotating out, because that's what I was going to ask you, like, if, you know, if all your people are kind of signing on for a year, I mean, is that something that they're just volunteering, like, hey man, I'll volunteer a year of my time? Or is that something that you guys are kind of like, hey, you know, we want you to at least be on for a year? And then like, how do you decide that rotating, you know, kind of out thing? Is it just one of those like, hey, like, you know, I gotta do shit with the family, I can't make it, so you guys do it this week or something like that?
Yeah, it's more like, look man, if you say something out your mouth, stick to it. You know, if you say you're gonna host, you can say you're gonna put in 6 months, you say you can put in 3 months. You know, when we have the committee meetings, this is when we discuss this stuff, and it's like, hey, who can step up? Because I can see, like, within the next month, I'm gonna be in trouble, I'm not gonna have time to host. Like, who can step up? Who can rise to the occasion? And you know, people just speak up. Now, like, Kenny Brown was the first rotation. And then CEO is like the third generation coming in. So it's kind of like just getting built as we're going, and we're just kind of making sense of it. But we look at it like, when the guys get busy or the company's growing or the scaling to a certain level, they're not going to have much time, you know, to sit and do nothing until you hit that platform where now you're just working on your business instead of for your business. And now you got nothing but free time to sit and talk junk all day, you know, stuff like that. So.
And I was just going to ask, you know, when people volunteering their time or want to jump in and say, hey man, like, you know, I'll get this, I'll get that or whatever. How are you kind of, I guess, maybe vetting them to make sure that they're the right person to host, the consultation, you know, event or whatever, because it'll end up being a podcast or whatever. You know, make sure that you don't get somebody on there that, you know, as soon as the thing goes 3-2-1, then they're just like, oh, you know, like, well, Jason was in the early days, you know, he just kind of, he didn't know what to do with himself. Sometimes he just giggled like Ed McMahon every now and then.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's like, we don't have a, like a actual vetting process, but like during your time on the lounge, we spend so much time together, you know, as a community, that we start to see who has the social skills and who doesn't. And the leader kind of just, I don't know how it happens. Maybe it's just God. It just falls in place. You know, it just falls in place.
Shines on him a little bit. Like, you're like, oh!
Yeah. You're like, here he comes. And that person right now is Mr. CEO. So he's like the new, and like he's been around 6-7 months. And we've heard them speak. And like we do on our Q&As, on our Zooms, we go around and we do like introductions. So we kind of force everybody to say something about yourself, you know, to explain your company, how long you've been in the game, whether you shop or you're mobile, and, you know, kind of where you're at. And then, you know, discuss any issues that you may have and all of that. So by the time somebody gets to hosting, we're going to know if they have the skill set or not. And we've had people who, you know, reach out and we're like, nah, man, I don't know about that, you know, because we kind of look for that temperament too.
When
ours was all focused on the Zoom show. So everything's live and you're dealing with a lot of people and personalities. And
right.
You know, the podcast is more, it's a different, you know, skill set. So it'll be people who's good for the Q&As and then people who's good for the podcast.
Gotcha. And when you guys do the Zoom things for the consultation or whatever, I mean, is it just a complete open forum? Like, you know, somebody could ask a question about this and then turn around and ask a question about that. Or do you guys kind of say like, hey, this week, this month, this show, whatever, we're answering questions about, you know, you know,
I'm already laughing. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm already laughing, right? Because we got so much to say about that. But I was going to say, Mr. CEO probably take this one.
So basically, we have a topic. We start off with the topic, but probably about the first 20 minutes and that bus go left quick.
Right.
Like, we didn't strategize. We didn't make questions. The whole nine, and that bus just go. and it's beautiful, though. About time we get it done. Now we're up there until 1 o'clock in the morning. We just started going on Facebook Live as well. And now, like, we got comments coming in, people laughing and having a good time. And we call it, like, after 10 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock, we call it, like, the golden hour because we just the late start night. Cutting up. And, like, oh, it's man. Nothing. It's, I think
that sounds like. That sounds like us at about 1 minute here. As soon as it becomes 9 o'clock, it starts. It sometimes will get to be details after dark, is what we call it, because you never know what might happen after 9 o'clock on the show or in the comments. I mean, our comments thankfully have been pretty tame tonight. I think everybody's enjoying the message from you guys and everything like that. So they haven't gone crazy, but yeah, some of our episodes
we appreciate the love, y'all.
Bit wild.
And we go that way for real. Like, and they always laugh with me. Matter of fact, Jeff and Wood Corbin and all of them, they finally seen it with me because, like, they see me on live and we always laugh and have fun. But there's no telling what I just may say. So they're just
My gracious. Yeah. I pray every time.
Come on. Come on. Like, people will ask me questions and they just looking and they just putting their head down. Like, that was the wrong question to ask him because I will go left. Just to see if it's funny. Like, see your expression to see, like, and it's hilarious to me. And everybody else, like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, you know, I was gonna ask, you know, if we could jump on one of those, but you said 1 o'clock in the morning, and I know Jason. Like, I mean, he could barely make it past 9 o'clock sometimes. Look, for us. So
if it's a weekend, I can, you know.
Yeah, you can stay up to like 9:05.
Yeah, right now, y'all, you're in the Facebook group now, right, Alex?
Yep.
Okay,
I believe so. Yeah.
All right, and Jason Bruno, I just seen you jump in too. So, like, it's every first Wednesday. Okay. You know, every first Wednesday, Downtown Kenny Brown is
what time? What time you guys do it?
At 8 p.m. Eastern. Eastern.
And that's why we don't make it, because we're busy doing this.
Oh, that's why. Every Wednesday.
Maybe we'll have to skip one or something. Yeah. We'll have to pre-record one somewhere or something like that. See if we can jump in with you guys.
Look, after December 13th, man, I'm out of school for a couple weeks. I'm gonna stay up past my bedtime.
Oh man, yeah, we gotta return the favor, man. And, I think it would be
cool to kind of sit in and just kind of see, you know, how it all goes down. I mean, I got the opportunity a month or two back to actually sit in on one of the car supplies warehouse detail wise Zoom meetings that they had. And that was actually pretty cool. I mean, you know, I don't get the opportunity very often to sit in on those. They just happened to be doing it on a night that I wasn't doing anything. And I was like, oh shit, let me go click the link and jump in. So, when I see things like that, I like to try to jump in and just kind of see, you know, what's happening, what's going on and just kind of sometimes be a fly on the wall, but.
Oh yeah. Car supply warehouse, Greg and the boys. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I know
Greg really well.
Yeah, yeah, Greg's awesome. I met him at the content creator event back in April. That was the first time I met him. I've known Jason for a while and Eric and everything. So that was a pretty fun event to get to meet Greg because he's the brains behind the bunch, it seems like.
Yeah, he caught me off guard because, well, I met him like in person because I watched their YouTube channel all the time.
Yeah,
you know, Chicago Auto Pros.
Yeah,
and we go into the Glass Parency Mansion Party. down in the MTE in Florida. So I go up in there and I come in, you know, just like a mob. You know, I bring the box of cigars for the top dog in charge. And then I bring another box and I split that open. And I'm like, yo, everybody have a cigar, blah, blah, blah. So Greg walks up and he's like, I like your class. I like your class. Like, it's pretty nice. So we sit down, we start smoking a cigar. And that's when I start talking to him. And he was like, you know, as he started talking, I started to realize, like, hold on. This is the businessman behind this thing. Because at that time, you didn't even see him like that.
No, it was you didn't. Jason, you just saw Jason all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to talking, man. And, you know, I actually posed the question. I was like, man, you know, how does that scale? You know, how does a major shop like that scale? And he looked at me like, it doesn't scale as well. You know, like he looked like he was surprised that I was asking him this question. And And then I said, I was just wondering. And then he said, well, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Like, why'd you ask me that? And then that's when we went into the whole, I was talking about consulting and training, all this stuff back then. And then here we are. You know, this is probably 4 years ago now.
Nice. That's awesome, man. It's amazing sometimes. Like, you know, you just bump into somebody at one of these events or whatever, and you might know them, you might not know them. But sometimes, like, the, you know, you might have a different perception of them, you know, and then you get to talking to them and you're like, holy cow, like, this person has got all the answers to all my questions, you know, kind of thing. So I think that's what's really neat about this industry is, you know, we are all kind of perceived as like, you know, just a car washer.
We just wash cars.
Right. But there's a lot of people in this industry that, you know, whether they look it or not, are, you know, light years beyond, you know, in their smartness or, you know, their knowledge and things like that. So, that's the one thing I always try not to always, you know, do the whole judge a book. Right. Cause
bias coming, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, you know, you might look at somebody and just like, he doesn't look like he does anything. Right. And then you end up finding out that, you know, they've got like five different shops and 100 employees and, you know, they're making crazy money or whatever. But you saw them somewhere and they just didn't look like they were, you know, a successful person or, you know, ran a successful business or whatever.
Right. I had that issue the other day. We were going to the mountains with a group of brothers to go into a drug and rehab facility. Didn't even know who was next to me. Dude is a builder, was making $4.6 million a year. And me and him sitting there talking, chilling. And he ends up telling me his testimony. I'm just like, you make what?
He's like,
don't even look like it. Now, like one of my best friends now, you know, we talked back and forth for probably about the past 2 months. And he's just like, yo, bro, like we got to go do this. We got to go do that. And really good people. And like you said, just even with us at Rennie Doyle's thing, you know, and how open you were to helping us as well. It's just like, yo, well, he has his own podcast. Like that just spoke volumes to me and Jeff and our group as well, because it's just like, yo, it doesn't have to take the time to even say, yo, like, what are you guys doing here? What are you guys doing there?
Right.
And you know, we really appreciate just in our community as well.
Yeah, no. Like I said, man, I mean, I saw the shirt, you know, and it piqued my interest because I don't listen to.
I got a bounce. There's a situation going on, but it was nice meeting both of y'all.
You too, sir.
I definitely want to fucking chop it up with you guys some more. And I wish you guys nothing but success in all your future endeavors, man, because you guys literally are creating a great community, it seems like. So
thanks, Jason.
You guys, man.
We appreciate that.
Thanks, Jason, man. Hey, and at least this time it wasn't you going to sleep, man, at 9
o'clock. Oh, no.
There's an incident going on.
No, man. My dog got mad, so I got to go.
Fucking with you. Yeah, take care of the family.
Good deal with that, man. I'll shout at you tomorrow, buddy. But yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, I saw the shirt. I don't listen to a ton of detailing podcasts because no offense to a lot of them. I think some of them are really great. But to me, a majority of them are, you know, just they're owned by a brand. Right. And so it's just, you know, it's just one giant commercial for their brand for the most part, right? And mm-hmm. and I can't listen to that, you know. So when I saw your guys' thing, I was like, oh, I've never heard of that one before. Like, I'll give it a listen, you know, or whatever. Because yeah, I mean, I the same thing that happened with, you know, I told you with Dale Guthrie from the Detailing Down Under podcast, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. he had reached out to me and asked me some questions, and I didn't, you know, really pay it no mind. I just, hey, I use this, I've done that, you know, and didn't really think about it. And then, you know, months later, he's like, hey, so I finally did it. I did my first episode, like, here's the link. And, you know, and it was really good. And it was something that I thought was very similar to what we do. And I liked that, you know, that kind of platform, because that's why I did what I wanted to do, because I thought it was something that I would want to listen to. So yeah, man, you know, like, I wanted to check you guys out and, you know, see what we could do to, you know, see what kind of content you're putting out. So, you know, I'm just as curious as hopefully everybody else listening to this, when you guys finally do start dropping some episodes, just to kind of, you know, see your take on it. Like you said, you talked to Rennie at SEMA, you know, and I've been very fortunate enough to have him on the podcast a number of times and be invited out to the Air Force One project and do podcasting there and everything like that. But, you know, it's always cool to see how somebody else gets information from him, you know? So I'm kind of curious to see how you guys do that thing. Cause I always say, right, like, we could all have the same guest on, right? Like, your story is your story. There's no way. I mean, you're like, you know, 100 people could ask you your story. You're pretty much going to tell it, you know, the mm-hmm. same way. But yeah. sometimes somebody will just ask a slightly different question that you'll tell it in a different way. And so it doesn't sound like the same story that, you know, you might've heard all over. So,
yeah. And it comes down to chemistry too. You know,
right, exactly.
Like, sometimes, yeah. you know, two people just have that chemistry and it just goes, you know, left.
Yeah. yeah. you know, I can tell. I mean, just in the couple of times I've talked with you guys definitely have that, you know, that back and forth. I mean, kind of like Jason and I have that, you know, I think is going to be really good for you guys. I don't know Mr. Downtown Kenny Brown, but, you know, I could only imagine, you know, oh. he's with you guys, you know, he's probably got to have that same chemistry. And then, you know, and then OG, you know,
meet him out there.
Yeah. I've seen him a couple times at the pro booth. So I knew him previously. So yeah.
Got to give a shout out to the OGC.
Yeah.
We upgraded his name to OGC.
Oh, Jesus. is that kind of like, oh, Jesus Christ, what's he going to say next?
yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. But yeah, OG, man, good dude, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, with him, you know, on our coattail, well, us on his coattail, actually, you know, he drug us around, man, and introduced us to a whole lot of the industry vets. And that was like a major plug. And we really understood why they call him the OG.
Yeah.
You know, because exactly. OG is 65, man. He's been detailing, you know, he's telling stories. In fact, he's been detailing over 32 plus years.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? 32 plus years. Yeah. And I'm only 43. So,
yeah.
I'm like, man, you've been detailing for a long time.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
it was good to have, you know, OG piggyback with us, man, and really pick up on this thing. And he's been around from the jump. You know, when this thing first started. So,
oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's knock out our last break. We'll come back. I know Jason's gone, but we'll come back. We'll kind of wrap it up with you guys. You know, kind of let everybody know all your infos and stuff like that. And then, yeah. So we'll be right back.
All right.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah. So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com. and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right. So listen, guys, I appreciate you guys coming on and doing this. Thanks for, you know, taking the time and, you know, telling me your guys' story out at Rennie's and SEMA. Again, you know, Jeff, I apologize. We didn't get the link up the next day and kind of do something. I think we just kind of, you guys were going north. I was heading south and then you guys were recording something. I was recording something. So,
yeah. SEMA was crazy this year. So it was hard to stay on track.
Yeah, no, I know. I didn't do half the shit that I was supposed to do when I got out there. Cause I didn't have a chaperone, you know. Jason wasn't there to kind of keep me in line, and the whole first day Tuesday, I just spent the day, you know, kissing hands and shaking babies, as they say, you know. So yeah.
You know. Look, you did good though. Jeff had a chaperone and he still went left.
Yeah. Man, we was all over the place, man.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good stuff, man. So listen, man, I want you guys to, you know, give all your shout outs, you know, if anybody wants to, you know, follow you guys or check into the page or the group or, you know, the podcast or any of that stuff, please go ahead and, do all your, you know, ats or whatever.
Man, but you know what? We probably barely even know them right now. I had written them down before we went up here because all this stuff is still fresh and cooking. But yeah, we do have our YouTube page up now. So okay. We just posted one episode tonight, and I think it might even still be uploading because I see how they actually upload like three different versions, like a 360p, a 720p, and then a 4K or whatever. So some of those are still uploading, but youtube.com/@thedetailerslounge. So okay. Again, that's youtube.com/@thedetailerslounge. And the Facebook group, that code is so weird. Okay. I'll read it off because this is a recording.
It's just so the Detailers Lounge, right?
Yeah. But they actually have like a URL and it's like,
oh yeah, but if they're on Facebook and they just search the Detailers Lounge, it'll pop up.
Yep.
That's That's
there might be a couple of them like that looks just like us, but
okay.
You know, look for the logo.
Yeah.
Look for the logo and you'll find us, man. But right now we're just on Facebook and YouTube.
Okay. I was gonna ask if you guys are on the gram or the talk or OnlyFans.
We're on our way.
Man, I'm trying not to be on them because I'm like, man, it's just more stuff to keep up with.
I know.
We don't get paid for this, man. We're just doing this for the love.
That's the thing. I made such a big stink about getting to 1,000 followers on TikTok so we could, you know, start going live on it. And then we finally got it. And then I've just been like so busy doing other stuff that I haven't really been on too much of any social media. And now I feel bad because, you know, we've had the ability to go live for a few weeks now on TikTok and I haven't really done anything, you know. So
you need a team.
You know, it's kind of like when you're a kid, right? And you want that toy so bad and then you finally get it and you play with it like one time and it's like, you know, it's like the thrill of the chase or whatever. Like now I got it and it's like, oh, what do I do with it, you know? So
I always say, why do God's blessing always come with work? Like, yeah. When is God just going to bless me to sit back and do nothing?
Right, right.
But that's what you're praying for, though.
When's he going to send me them winning lottery tickets, right? Like, numbers. Right. I just want, you know, like, what?
That's what you praying for, though.
Yeah.
I seen that video today. You prayed for it. Now he gave it to you. Now you got it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Man.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like that in sense, right? Wow. Your brain finally starts making sense, and you're like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to run around and act like an imbecile.
Right. Exactly.
I don't want to think correctly. Yeah. I want to think incorrectly.
That sounds like too much work. I don't want to do that anymore. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, I greatly appreciate this, man. It was a blast. I look forward to kind of watching your guys' journey. Hopefully we can, find a Wednesday night or something like that, the first Wednesday of 1 month, where maybe we just don't do a podcast that night. We do maybe we can do it another night or something like that, so we can jump into your guys' Zoom call and kind of see how that rolls out and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, man, we could one day, you know, you guys get on ours as well on the Zoom and maybe able to just share that as well. You know what I mean?
Because
that could be more content just for absolutely. You guys as well.
Absolutely. You do not have to twist my arm to get on a microphone anywhere. You know, especially when you want to talk about me. I love talking about some me, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait to get you on, man, and hear your story, you know, and return the favor, man.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, this was great for you inviting us on. You know, some people might see another podcast and be like, oh, man, I'm not supporting them. They're not going to be bigger than me or blah, 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 you know. But you ran straight up, fully supportive, man. I mean, you sound like a Detailers Lounge member, man.
You're
all about helping, man. All about helping.
Yeah,
so I definitely want to make sure, you know.
It's like every detailer says, but then they don't back it up, right? Like, there's enough meat on the bone for all of us, right? But then everybody's like, oh, this is my little area. Like, don't come in it or whatever, right? Like, dude, I don't care. Like, podcast, you know, not everybody likes my podcast, you know,
right?
And that's fine, you know. I mean, I tell everybody all the time, if you don't like this one, hey, there'll be a new one in 3 days, right? Like,
right.
Be a new one in 3 days. I don't have a guest yet for Friday, so I've been slacking this week. I gotta get on the ball and get a guest for Friday.
As far as your ad spots too, man, we're not generating money yet, but once we do, I'd definitely be interested in like one of your ad spots too.
Yeah,
you know, and then we could pass the bone back to as well.
Yeah, yeah, we can do something, man. It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome to keep working with you guys. So, yeah, man, like I said, I look forward to watching you guys grow and seeing where you guys take this and kind of peeping in on it now that, you know, I see another group of detailers doing this podcast journey thing, and it seems like you guys are doing it for all the right reasons, which is awesome. So,
thank you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. So listen, you guys take care. I'll kick you guys out right now. I'll do my little close out by myself, I guess, since Jason left me.
That's one way to get kicked out of a room.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out.
Yeah, and like I said, if you guys want to stick around, we'll chat. We'll chat for a minute afterwards or whatever. But yeah, thanks again, guys. You guys take care.
Thanks, man.
All right. Appreciate it. Bye. All right, everybody. So Jason's gone, so I don't have anybody to wrap this up with by myself. So kind of make it short and quick. If you want to be a guest, you know, go just email us detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. Just say, hey, Alex, I'd love to be a guest. Especially the fact that I am looking for somebody for Friday night. So when you guys come hear this tomorrow, Thursday, the 16th or whatever, 17th, I don't know, whatever the date is. You know, call me or shoot me an email, say, hey, Alex, I'm free Friday night. Let's go. Listen, that's it. I got nothing else. I don't have a cool little sign out. So thanks everybody for listening. Appreciate it so much. As always, we're at 115,000 total listens, 5,000 more to get to 120. I'd love to do that by the end of the year. I think we could definitely make that happen with a month and a half to go. So if you haven't listened to an episode, go listen to an episode. If you listen to one and you really liked it, listen to it again. Listen to it a third time. Listen to it a fifth time. I don't know. Just get those listens up. You guys take care. Have a great day, night, week, whatever you're listening to us. We appreciate it. Bye.